That is new stuff from Iron and Wine on KX93.5. We're Laguna's only FM, the morning show brought to you by LagunaBeach.com. You may remember a while ago, we partnered with an organization called TexKills. We went to an event they did up in Mission Viejo called the K-Jam. And we're happy to be joined again by Ryan Follin of TexKills to talk about their new initiative. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Even though we both pressed the snooze button a few too many times today, we are here.
We are here. That's all that matters. Across the finish line.
This is cool, Ryan. You guys have been doing really good stuff with the TexKills bus in Orange County for a while. And now the world needs to know about it and become aware of what TexKills really means. And that's why this documentary is being filmed, right?
Absolutely. It's kind of the next step in our evolution. We've been around. We've done two U.S. tours, a lot of West Coast tours. We visit schools. We're recently getting into the corporate environment, helping to educate them about texting and driving, texting and walking in the workplace. But to really get our message out there, we've decided that we are going to be the authority on texting and driving, and we're making a documentary that covers not just texting and driving, but the psychology, the science, the technology, and the laws behind distracted driving. And really, texting while driving is a cornerstone to distracted driving.
Right.
It's whether you're talking with somebody or loud music or eating food and all these different things, but we kind of associate it with, well, texting and driving is the one distraction that gets off the road. So we're pumped. We've got a lot of great support. Today we're here to talk about the way that we're making this, which is kind of an outreach through the public who is going to benefit from it. You know, the whole crowdfunding space is really getting going and booming. So we're right on the front line of that. We're pretty pumped.
Yeah, we will mention that now that you can support this thing being being made by going to their website, TexKills.com. Right there at the top, you'll find a link to their Indiegogo campaign, which is like Kickstarter, except you get to keep all the money no matter what.
Right. We have the option of that. But more focus, it allows for cause-based and nonprofits to raise money and, you know, put stuff together, put projects together. Kickstarter's more of a artistic base. They don't want to have you associated with the cause.
Okay.
Essentially, yeah. That's the difference. And they're Indiegogo's number two right behind Kickstarter as far as the leading sites out there.
Cool. Well, it's going very well. I don't want to say the number yet, but we'll get there because it's a
hopefully by the end of it, it'll be better. Yeah. I woke up this morning and I almost had a heart attack. I thought I was still in the middle of my snooze, but it's great.
Now, you mentioned that TexKills wants to be the kind of the leader of distracted driving awareness, but you know, has anybody done that yet? I mean, AT&T did the whole it can wait thing, but besides that, there really isn't anybody, right?
Sure. Well, I mean, there's a lot of outreach out there, and I don't want to be competitive and say we want to be the authority. What I mean is that a lot of the focus has been on the victims and scare tactics and, you know, general awareness, which is all great. But I have yet to find a piece of, video, documentary that doesn't just focus on the stories, but that really digs into the science, the technology, the psychology. Because, you know, as we were talking offline earlier, it's like having an addiction. If you don't realize that your cell phone can become a physical addiction in your brain, you don't realize it, then you can't really start to fight it and you'll never stop texting while driving. Or we'll talk a little bit later about inattentive blindness. That's the new key word.
Okay.
There are just as many, if not more, accidents and fatalities that happen with people holding onto their phone walking into the street. And we've all seen people that walk around and look at their phone, and we almost run into them. But, you know, it's getting to the point where it's just it's past cars. It's distracted biking. I've seen distracted skateboarders. It's really comes down to the distraction. So when I say we want to be the authority, we want to create this documentary as a resource, and the goal is to distribute it to all schools and driving educations and health ed teachers as a resource for free for them to use. And that's what I mean, the authority. So I think there's a great opportunity for education here.
So by science and technology, rather than scare tactics like we've seen before, you mean, what's happening in your brain that actually causes you to be distracted and statistics and stuff like that?
Absolutely. The psychiatrist who is on very involved with the National Safety Council, he did a lot of lecturing specifically, and he's done studies on how distraction works within the brain. What percentage of your brain is used while you're doing this? What percentage of the brain while you're doing that? And there's a lot of these studies that are showing that a recent one shows when somebody has their phone in their hand and they're looking at their phone, they're 60% less concerned about their safety. Mm-hmm. And when you really think about that, that's crazy. So what happens neurologically in your brain? What triggers? And so, discussing that kind of stuff can help us internally to fight that, just like any addiction.
Okay. Again, Ryan Follin in here from TexKills, TexKills.com, to help fund their Indiegogo campaign to start a documentary about this and spread awareness. I want to ask you a personal question. Is there any kind of texting and driving that is okay?
You know, that's a great question. Obviously, if you're not doing it all, you're eliminating the problem. Yeah. I will see, and I do see a lot of people that feel comfortable at the stop signs or when they're stopped in the vehicle. But the problem is that you get the honks and that kind of anxiety when you're literally, everybody knows, you're looking at your phone, look at the light, look at the phone, look at the light, look at the phone,
look at
the light.
People can see you.
Yeah, exactly. I was looking at it this morning, and it's almost like you see people driving. When they slow down, their head kind of goes right down to check in with the phone. So, you know, I don't think there's any safe way to do it.
Okay.
Because remember, you're not the only one on the road. There's all these other people. And who's to say that you're not paying attention to somebody that's not stopping behind you? So I think that hands-free devices, when used correctly, can work. Although there's now studies about some of these technologies for the car that actually distracts you more, because you're not using your eyes, but you're using your brain and your ears. So I want to say no texting driving whatsoever. I mean, I want to get back to where we're driving. We're just driving.
Right.
And actually appreciating it. We recently partnered up with Circle the Wagon, a documentary about getting a bus from Iowa to California, a VW bus, and they broke down every step of the way. And it was just kind of a funny, empowering thing for them and the community. But I was talking with them about texting and driving, and it's not an issue because they're all hands-on. They're driving. They got one hand on the wheel, one hand on the stick shift, and it's all hands on deck. With these new cars, it's so passive in driving, I think people are almost bored.
Right.
So my suggestion is download audible.com. That's my shameless plug for them. Whenever I'm driving, I'm trying to educate myself and listen to something, read books or whatever else it is. There's so many more positive ways to spend your time. And it's about letting people know that when you're driving, it's okay to not respond to people. And there's this crazy sense of urgency. If I don't get back with somebody in 5 minutes or 6 minutes, then they're not going to know and they're going to freak out.
Right.
So I don't think there's a safe way to do it, because if you're looking at your phone, your eyes aren't on the road. You know, we just had a biker, a figure in Westminster that just was killed on a bike in Laguna Canyon.
Right.
And then we had, you know, the Tesla and the Mercedes that were racing irresponsibly and killed somebody else. So, you know, it's such a dangerous thing. And driving in a car, you're literally driving around what could be a weapon. So,
and what's unfortunate is, you know, this happened recently to our development director, Rudy. She was caught texting and driving. She rear-ended somebody. Everybody's fine. But she said to herself, I'm never doing that again.
Right.
But you don't say that until something bad happens to you. And that's why your documentary is necessary, because people need to realize that before it happens.
Right. It's just I relate it to a speeding ticket. And that's with our bus and our outreach. We go to these schools and we have kids take the simulator. So you're driving on a simulator in a controlled environment. You answer text messages and you crash, and then it sort of hits you. Like, we try to recreate these crash situations because, you know, the only thing worse than bad news is bad news late.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can sit here and we hear all these stories about people, and it's, it can happen to them, it can happen to them. And so, speaking of that, you know, we're pretty fortunate to have connected with this individual, which I don't know if we have time to talk about now.
Sure.
Or later, a gentleman by the name of Wade Morgan, who is from the East Coast and, you know, decided to go to the Coast Guard Academy, graduated top of his class. His girlfriend picked him up from graduation. He's in full gear. They're driving home. She gets distracted with a text message. According to him, she seemed to completely lose focus of the road, went over the median, they got in a head-on crash, she walked away with scratches, and he has severe brain damage. His life is completely affected.
Because of somebody else.
So, you know, it's sometimes we think it's like, don't text and drive yourself, but man, when you're in a car, you see somebody else, even if they're looking up directions. And some of these phones, I'm finding phones and GPSs aren't really matching up. More people are saying, oh, my GPS messed up. So what does that mean? They're like more looking and clicking on that to get directions.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we're not just beating people over the head with don't text and drive. It's a cornerstone to just safe driving. And it's not only for other drivers, but it's pedestrians. Watch out for other people that are distracted on their phone. So we feel that the outreach is important and it's very timely, especially with this new generation and the generational gap between, you know, older people with fat fingers who can't even, you know, they're scared of a phone that doesn't have buttons.
Right.
You know, there's a big difference between that and the teens that are staying inside, not going out to play because they're in group chats texting each other. It's just really become a part that's integrated into teenage life.
Sure.
And as we get older and our driving skills lessen, it's not only dangerous for us, but now we've got to deal with this next generation. So we're trying to thwart it and make it their idea. That's the hardest thing with teens, is to make it their idea. If we say don't do it, they're gonna be like, yeah, well, guess what? I'm a teen, I'm gonna go ahead and do it.
Right.
So part of our outreach with the concert series and music is we can get them to think of this as their idea. Hey, we're rock stars and let's all have fun and get here safely. Mm-hmm. You know, make it cool kind of thing. So that's That's one of the many things we're doing.
So let's talk about how the campaign is going. Again, an Indiegogo campaign to fund Tex Kills' documentary at texkills.com. You woke up this morning to a very large amount of money. Do you want to announce the
Absolutely. Well, first of all, we have 21 days left, which is great. We've been grinding, all right? I don't ask for much from people, and I have literally been calling every single person I know, leveraging every contact. Even you, I'm like, just do this for me, buddy. I don't care. $1, $5, $10, anything. And so we were super stoked that 8 days into it yesterday, we finished the day at $3,000, and we're like, we're jumping on air. And so I just checked this morning to see, you know, so I could be updated when I came and talked to you.
Right.
And between last night and this morning, we went from $3,000 to $13,005. Yeah. So our goal of funding for the documentary, you know, we're now less than $2,000 away from it, which is awesome. And what's great is we really feel this thing's going to get viral and people are going to hear about it. And so it's not just about the documentary. Once we get enough funds for that, if we raise another $5,000, we're going to do X. If we raise another $10,000, we're going to do Y. If we want to remodel the bus, we want to get a VW van.
Right. If you're at $69,000 or something, you're actually going to get a VW bug.
Yeah. We were just at Capo VW all this last week for the grand reopening, and really great guys. Want to thank Miles and Gary over there, and they are giving us a bug that's below cost. So they're actually coming up with part of it as a donation that we're going to get wrapped because the bus is just too big. It's a 40-foot bus, and so we can't bring it everywhere. We can't bring it on schools. So we also were approached by the Discovery Channel in the Velocity section for Outcast Customs.
Okay.
And they've heard about us, and it's like a Pimp My Ride for large vehicles, commercial vehicles.
Okay.
So we're looking to do a crazy overhaul of the bus. We're going to put a sunroof on where people can hang out up on the top. We're going to cut out the entire back. It's going to fold down and turn into a stage for musicians because it's a $2,000 to $3,000 expense to have a stage whenever we do one of these K-Jams.
Right.
So now we can roll to a high school, drop the back of the RV down, have an actual concert with music and speakers. You know, people sign the side of the bus. We're trying to get it so that we can make one side of the bus entirely touchscreen. So imagine that when it's sitting there by the side of the freeway, it can be playing movies, whatever you want. You walk up, you sign it digitally, you get a copy of it. We're really getting the technology.
That's cool.
We're going to have a little makeup room. We're going to have a sound studio inside. We're going to get more simulators on it. So we're just going to trick this thing out to be like a crazy, crazy game truck.
I like this. With a mere $150,000, we can take our bus to a whole new level.
Well, shoot, you know, we got $10,010 within the last 24 hours.
That's true.
But you know what's great is that this is an opportunity not only for people to get involved, and it's about them to feel part of the project. So we're not just saying give us a dollar, give us $5. For a dollar, you get to sign the bus. For $5, you get a bumper sticker. For $50, you get a T-shirt. So it's all about rewards. So we're not just out there panhandling. We want the people with Kickstarter and Indiegogo, they want to feel like they're part of a project.
Right.
And the more we can get people to take ownership of this, the more I think it's gonna be exciting. So we have, you know, advertisement on TexKills.com. We have tons of traffic for a target market, and we're selling banner space as a perk.
Cool.
One of my favorites that I'm proud to have come up with, $275. If you donate, you get to fill the tank. You personally get to know that you fill the tank of the Tex Kills bus while we're on the road.
Cool.
And some people might be like, well, what? But hey, you know what? We've already had a couple donations at that. So it's fun. It gives people a chance to get involved. And I like to think, whenever I drive around, I almost have a tally of how many people are texting and driving or looking at their phone on the road. And if I had a dollar for every time I'd fund my own campaign. So I asked people, look, you know, how pissed off do you get? And how much road rage when somebody cuts you off or swerves? You know, you can rub your ears, count down from 10, take a dollar, donate towards us, and then now you're part of the solution and not part of the problem. So
yeah,
we're giving something, you know, it's a larger than just a documentary. It's larger than just an outreach. We'd love to get buses in the Midwest and the East Coast and kind of make it a nice community effort. So it's great. So 3 years into it, we've just been an outreach, a donation funded. And I don't know if you know or got the press release, but we've actually gone through the process. We're now a 501c3.
Congrats.
And just taking, you know, kind of baby stepping through it. But it's not just the documentary. And once we hit 15,000, we're on. We're looking to raise $325,000 if we get the kind of support that I think we need. And with this whole crowdfunding, you know, if I get 300,000 people just to give me a dollar, we're done.
Right.
And so that's the power of it. So, you know, we just encourage people to share our link. And if we can get featured on Indiegogo on their main page, I think it's off the hook.
Yeah.
And they judge at things like views and shares. So even if you don't have a dollar, if you just simply post it on your Facebook, that helps us to get more exposure.
Cool.
Because they got millions of people that look at it. So If I had a dollar for every texture and driver, we'd be funded by now. But that's where I need your help because I don't have $300,000.
Well, this is where it starts. Textkills.com. Again, Ryan Foland has been with us this morning, and you can help fund this documentary to spread awareness, especially if it's a personal issue for you and you've seen it. Help it happen and help stop distracted driving in our country. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
We will help get the word out even further, and you are so close to your goal. Really excited for you guys, and we'll be watching you every step.
Great, and a final thing. You know, we do the music, and this is music, so I want to let you know, but we've got three more K-Jams coming up. This will be number 5, 6, and 7 in our music concert series, but we're actually in Santa Ana at the Yost Theater, which is actually a national or a historic monument. Just recently remodeled in 2010, on August 4th at 4 p.m., as well as Sunday, September 1st at 4 p.m., and then we have another one back at the Kaleidoscope on September 6th. So
that's great.
A lot of local teen bands. It's a great opportunity to get involved, and these bands are great, man. They're pushing the heck out of
they
what we've got going on, too.
Yeah, awesome. That's cool. We're happy to get behind that as well. Ryan, have a great day. Thank you very much.
Thanks, buddy.
We're KX93.5, local musician Robert Francis. Well, sort of local. He plays here a lot. Perfectly yours on Laguna's Only FM.
There is an answer asleep in my veins.